Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
A what?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Johnny Sibley is here to gab with me on That's a Gay Ass Podcast. And yes, Johnny, I've got a lot of hard-hitting questions, but for the girlies who recognize you, you probably recognize him from Hacks, from Pose, from Queer as Folk, from many a gorgeous Instagram post, but also for his recent nomination for a Queerty Award in the TikToker category. Johnny, mazel tov to you and yours.
Crazy. Thank you, my love. Thank you. And congratulations on your nomination as well.
It is a true pleasure and honor. And I think we should remind these listeners to be voting every single day. Are you going to be in Los Angeles for the Queerties in March? Will I see you there?
Maybe. I don't know. It's always like a week before kind of situation where I'm like, am I going to be there?
Yeah.
I didn't go last year. I think I went the year before. But yeah, it's always a fun time. People are drinking. People are having a gay old time. A lot of people are winning that are not there.
Which might be you, might not be you. Time will tell.
Could you imagine I've been nominated like 5 times in different categories. And I'm like, imagine the 1 year I'm like not able to make it or whatever. No, I've never won. There's always someone like Jonathan Bailey in the category. It's like, well... Yeah.
Oh, girl. Do you know the podcast category is like Jake Shane, Caleb Heron, Las Colch, Raven Simone. I'm like, listen, oh. I'm so thrilled to be in their company. And I think the odds of me actually winning are just like us going up against Jonathan Bailey. And that's okay. It is
new group of people that are going to see your podcast maybe that like maybe haven't. Like, honey, all press is good press, you know?
And I've always said that. But I want to ask you, why do you think Niecy Nash is in the TikToker category? Is Niecy Nash bopping on TikTok?
You know, I actually don't know. I don't know if she is bit bopping, but I didn't honestly think I was bit bopping on TikTok either. I mean, I would say 2021 was more my year, but I, listen, I'm not complaining that anybody watches any of my TikToks.
You do great work on TikTok. And I was, of course, going through them before this just to jog the memory banks. And I'm going to ask some questions about some of the things you have said. And let's give a bit of a menu for what's to come in this chat, Johnny, because we want to talk about your life in Austin, Texas, your gorgeous boyfriend, the Tres Leches podcast you've taken a step back from.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your incredible show, Sip or Spill, on Logo. That is like the gold standard for hot gay guys talking to amazing queer people. But before we get into that, will you confirm or deny you officially live in Austin, Texas with your gorgeous man?
I can confirm that I do live part-time in Austin, most time in Austin, between here and LA. I have my place in LA still. And it is just one of those things that I was like, I need an escape from Los Angeles because I feel like work is like ever like rampant in my mind. And so being in Austin actually allows me to enjoy work so much more because it's not like I'm not driving down the street seeing a billboard for every TV show that I'm not on. Or you know what I mean? Going to all these events for things I'm not a part of, but I have to like be in the room because they gotta see me. And I did that for 6 years, and I feel like in New York it's different because it feels like there's just so much life and people and walks of life happening at once that you're so small and tiny. So yeah, Austin is a little more. I also grew up in the South. Like, I'm from New Orleans. I grew up in Florida. it also just feels like more my speed most times.
Well, I think it sounds really good that you've got like this delicious balance because, I'm now I hit 4 years in LA recently, and I only now have started to feel the exhaustion of the industry. And I'm living and loving it in many ways, but I'm also like for the first time dealing with some LA monsters who are social climbing their way up my hairy body. Girl. And it's feeling not good at times. I was at an event recently where there was this guy that I've like flirted with for a while, and we end up making out, and I was like, oh my god, this is so what I love. I love a spontaneous makeout. I love like we've had simmering tension. And Johnny, do you want to know what this man did?
What?
He leans away mid makeout and says, I should really come on your podcast. And in that moment, I flashed back into every step, every moment of our interactions, and I thought, has this all been leading up to this man pitching himself to me?
It's literally like a horror movie where you find out at the end, wait, like, it was Agatha all along.
Literally, that's the LA horror film, which is mid-makeout, somebody pitching you.
No, truly, because there are so many gay guys specifically, especially in LA, that will flirt with you so much, and then you like meet them like, yeah, so I was thinking like thinking of doing this pilot, and you're like, wait, I thought this was a fucking date. And I'm like, wait a second. So you were just flirting in order to, because you knew that's what I wanted, and you're like, let me give him a little bit of what he wants. And listen, like, I can't knock the hustle. It's not my hustle particularly, because I'm an actor, but it's like really hard for me to be a fake. Like the Virgo in me is like, I can't be fucking fake with these bitches. I'm so
sorry.
See,
we're both Virgos. We both wear our hearts on our sleeve. We both are like so unbearably honest at times, naive even. But it also kind of reminds me of your Sip or Spill interview with David Archuleta. Where there was a confusion whether you two had gone on an actual date or not. And I think that, I don't know if this is like a gay thing, I don't know if it's just like a modern love thing, but will you remind these gorgeous listeners what happened during that interview and
How
you felt while it was happening?
Well, David, all love to David. I was just actually texting him. He's got a book coming out, so you should have him on the pod, actually.
Oh, I would love.
Yeah, he... we met somewhere, and it was kind of one of those situations where like the publicist came up and was like, oh, I'd love to introduce you to David. And I was like, oh, period. I love David. I've loved him for many years. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And I think he's the cutest. He's so fucking cute. So we talked a little bit, and he's like, we should exchange numbers. And I was like, period. Yeah. Like, period. And then we went on a lunch date. And here's the reason I didn't know if it was a date or not, which is so stupid. It was during the day, okay? And I am also so used to gay men being so aggressive that I was looking for the signs of, like, he wants to hook up, and he's just a nice ex-Mormon boy who's like, so do you like to dance? I love to dance. And, like, you know, very sweet questions. And so I was like, wait, does he just want to be my friend? I'm just so used to people being like, yeah, and your fucking lips and your fucking, you know, it's like, and you're like, okay, cool. We're kicking with
meanwhile,
gas.
He's like, I like the color blue. What's your favorite?
This voice. But it's funny because we have our own ideas of what we build up. Like, even my boyfriend, the man that I'm with now, our first date, I was like, wait, does this bitch even like me? Because he was like kind of razzing me the whole time. And he was like, we've talked about it since. And he's like, I was so fucking nervous. I was like, really? Because you were fucking dragging me for filth on that first date. I was like, is he just looking for a free meal or like, you know?
Wait, is he? This is a very like classic trope. So I'm not no judge or shade. But do you think was he giving like sort of kindergarten schoolyard of I'm into you, so I'm making fun of you?
Yes. Yeah, which is not my go-to. I'm very much like saccharine sweet. Like, you look really handsome. Like, you know, like So it's funny that is, you know, and David, when I had him on the show, I was like, I should just ask, because I wanted to ask. And I feel like Sip or Spill is like the perfect avenue for that kind of conversation. And if you've seen the interview, you see how like nervous I do get, because he's like, it was a date. Because in that moment, he turns into like, yeah, I thought it was it not? And then after the interview, I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have asked him on camera. It's going to look like I'm like some gossipy queen or whatever. And it was so funny to see the commentary from people. Like, they totally fucked. Like, da-da-da. Like anytime sometimes I interview people, I'm like, am I giving off? Like, I want to have sex with every single one of my, interviews, because everyone's in the comments like, they totally fucked. Him and Sasha Colby, yeah, they're fucking. I'm like, what?
They want to see you fuck. That's why they're saying that. They want to see you fuck. It's called projection.
Period. Maybe that's a different show, you know?
Well, I think part of it's just like, you like can't help but be a present, kind, warm interviewer, and maybe a slight flirtation goes in. But like, who among us doesn't like to flirt on camera? I mean, hello.
Right, a little banter back and forth.
Come
hello?
On. No, that's why it was good TV. It's because
the Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You could feel the energy sizzle in the room between you and David Archuleta. And
yeah.
I just sort of love the whole like sweetness of it, of like, was that a date? It's just like a classic. It's like, I mean, this is different because I'm a literal married man, but I am in this era of like making friends with guys that I'm not sure if it's like also there's an intimacy underneath it, because I love those types of friendships that we can like be friends but maybe hook up. But it's like, you know, there's so many gray areas. And when we're all, a lot of us are trying to be like very sex positive and like, you know, horny, it is sometimes hard to know like what's going on in the other person's brain. But the fact that you actually asked him that, I find to be, I think we need to be as honest as we can these days. Cause it's like, it's the same thing.
I also think it's easier to be honest when you're in a relationship about what you want and need. Because I noticed that a lot of times as a single person, or I hear my single friends talk, and it's like, yeah, but what if this, that, and the other? When you have a person at home, it's like, whatever this, that, and the other might be, it doesn't fucking matter, because I have my needs taken care of. Whereas for single people, it's a lot, it's hard to like put yourself out there and ask the questions and say like, yeah, I am looking for a boyfriend, because people are scared of not being picked at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, I do 100% agree, because there is a big place of privilege of being like, hey, are we gonna fuck? And I'm gonna go back home to my man that gives me health insurance. Like, I do think that there is, I do think that there is huge privilege with that.
True,
so
love. Yeah,
I salute my single sisters, and I know that it's scary out there, but I also applaud the vulnerability it takes. And I've got many a single friend right now that's just like in the trenches, and I think dating is probably the hardest it's ever been right now. And but I do think that like, if you are doing the work within yourself to see like what you really value, you're going to be connected to the people that also value those same things, and will hopefully feel emboldened to put yourself out there. But I do want to ask about your boyfriend. I'll probably save that for post paywall, because my questions are deeply disrespectful. But before we get into the horny questions about you and your man, about your maybe formative firsts, question about the amazing podcast Tres Leches that you were a co-host on. It is now in a new era where there's now Dos Leches, and you've taken a step back from the podcasting. Is there any tea or BTS of why you decided to end the podcast chapter of your life at the moment?
You know that Kim Cattrall quote where she's like, I don't want to be anywhere. I don't want to be for more than 5 minutes or whatever.
100%.
It's one of those things that I feel like I always feel like if I'm putting too much, if I'm not having a good time, I got to go. I'm at a party. I'm in a relationship. I am at a job that I do not like. I got to go. And I think doing a podcast with three people is like being in a girl group, especially if it's gay guys, because everyone's got, you know, some people sing the harmony, some people sing the lead, and that changes depending on the episode of the week and the month. And everyone's work style is different. Everyone's the way people show up, you know, as a Virgo, I have very specific needs and wants in everything that I do. And so, yeah, it's just sometimes things run its course. And I also, I mean, you know this, like keeping up with with the Kardashians, keeping up with a podcast every week or every 2 weeks is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was just like, I don't feel like people listening to what I have to say anymore, except for like maybe every now and then. I actually don't feel like I have anything to bring to the conversation right now. And that was the biggest part of it. But then you have the inner dynamics of like friendships that you've had for years and years and years and how they look in like the real world versus how they look when you're doing work together, you know, which I had so much fun doing podcasts and like all of the different things we talked about and all of the things we got to experience. And we were nominated for a GLAAD award and a Queerity. And like, you know, those are nothing to like sneeze at, but I think sometimes you just need to step away from the group. Like you gotta ginger spice it out, you know?
You gotta ginger spice. I think there's a huge strength in knowing like when's the time to transition into a new chapter, a new venture. And I think that you said it so beautifully, which is like sometimes it's just the universe putting you in a new direction. I also think that it's true, like podcasting, so many people, I have a lot of people reach out of like, hey, can I have some advice on a podcast? And my first thing is like, figure out what the hell you want to get out of it, because it's so much work that if like your big goal is like money, it's going to take 5 years of constant work until you make basically a dime. So I think that it makes so much sense, and it's partly why I'm rebranding this podcast, actually. The short version of it is these Monday episodes where we do half the episode on the main feed and the other half on Substack. That's going to be That's a Gay Ass Podcast. And then the Wednesday episodes, I'm like reworking it so that it can feel more sustainable and more fun, because I'm feeling my Kim Cattrall moment with that and sort of organic signs from the universe and industry people who are telling me to do this. But it's also like I'm feeling like I'm ready to sort of broaden the scope of what we talk about. And it's actually inspiring to me to see how you like are allowing yourself to sort of close certain chapters and open new ones, whether it's like moving to Austin or the podcast or acting shit or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like I love Ian and I love Juan, and I think they're both great, which is why I wanted to do the podcast with them specifically this whole time.
Yeah.
And I, you know, because part of it's like, oh, I don't want to let it go because I don't want to let them down. And it's like, ultimately, if you do something for anybody else or you're trying to make it work, fit a circle into a square, eventually that's going to come out in the work, or it's going to come out in some way. You're gonna like fight with each other.
You don't want to have resentment within the actual real life friends.
So it's like, hey girls, love you, mean it. And that's not to say like if they continue do it like in the future, if like they need a co-host to step in, like, you know, like the view has all these different but it's like we can never take away what Tres Leches was when we did it, you know what I'm saying?
Tres leches. How do you say forever?
Para siempre.
Para siempre. Oh. in the Heights. Yeah. Not to gay reference it. Para siempre. Para siempre. God, can you imagine the gay view for a second? Ooh. Who would we put on the gay view if we were to have a cast? Okay.
I would have
of like 4 to 5 voices. Who are we doing?
Bob the drag queen for sure.
Absolutely.
You would be a great like Joy or what's one of the other like tried and true girls?
I would be either a Joy or Rosie O'Donnell, and then I get fired.
Yeah, without like the anger. Like,
I'm not as
aspect.
Yeah, I'm not as like I'm trying to work on my opinionation. So I'd be a Rosie Rising. Let's put the three of us on: Bob the drag queen, Johnny Sibley, yeah. Eric Williams.
I feel like we're not to be like I'm funny, but like I feel like you got to have someone that's kind of dry and like smart,
political, someone even with like a law degree.
What's his name? Brian Derrick.
Brian Derrick. I was just gonna say, yeah. Okay, it's Brian Derrick is giving us our politics drag.
Yeah. There's just so many people that I would put on that. It would need to be like a rotating, like
there's a million. There's a million amazing people.
Yeah.
And then we'd have like Vincent Singh every episode, something different, and then Kelly Clarkson style.
Oh, Brandi Kyle Goodman would be another great choice.
For
that round table. That's a lot.
Yeah, Brandon would be perfect. I am loving the gay ass gab, but let's get a little spicy, Johnny. Okay. I want to bring up you and your boyfriend have been together for how long?
It'll be 2 years in March.
Okay,
even though
amazing.
I count our first date, so it's technically already 2 years.
Oh, shout out. What about it's so funny. I Googled your name and there was like an article about like Johnny Sibley goes official with his boyfriend, Philip. And it gives like very like E! News. Not a lot of information has been released, but is he an OnlyFans king still? For the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing. And you should go check it out at substack.com/@EricWills, linked in the description. I love you. Bye.